Blog Talk Radio. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord once again. What a beautiful rendition of the Alabaster Box by C.C. Winans. We bless the Lord for another opportunity. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I am going to rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what the hindrances are. I don't care what the obstacles are. I don't even care that I'm looking at the clouds. And it's a little cloudy. Amen. I'm going to bless the Lord even for the clouds, because how many know we need the rain? Amen. We need the rain to produce sunshine sometimes. Amen. So we just thankful to God. We certainly appreciate all of the benefits that we have in Christ Jesus. We don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. If I was able to sing a song today, I would sing Just Another Day's Journey, and I'm glad about it. Amen. And I pray that you are also glad about it. Amen. We're excited about continuing this series of studying the book of Acts. Amen. The Acts of the Apostles. We're on chapter 21 today, and I just want to send a shout out to Pastor Miracle for such an anointed, a powerful word on yesterday. I wasn't able to say anything, but I did listen in. Amen. And I tell you, she was anointed, and she really expounded on that word like none other. Amen. So we certainly thank God for the women and men of God that he have graced to come on this line to share the good news. And the good news is the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Once again, we thank Pastor Hamilton for standing in the stead of our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. We want you all to continue to lift her up. Amen. So I thank God for Pastor Hamilton manning that board for us on today. Amen. We're excited about our speaker for today. She is not a novice. Amen. She is a pastor of Restoration for Church here in Stockton, California. And they're located at 610 North Hunter Street. Amen. And that church is called Restoration for Life Number 2. So we're going to go right on into her bio. She's not a first-time listener, but this is her very first time having an opportunity to minister on our broadcast. Y'all forgive me, I'm a little stumbling today because I'm not stationed. And when I'm not stationed, it takes me out of my habitat. But nevertheless, we're going to go on. Amen. So we're going to read a bio on Pastor Hamilton. And before we get into that bio, those of you that tune in early, we want you to know that we're going to continue on with the series. We should be wrapping up next week if it's the Lord's will. Amen. But tomorrow we have a pastor out of New Orleans, Louisiana, Pastor Henry Bolden III. He is a pastor of Perfecting Life Ministries. He will be expounding on chapter 22 tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we have, Friday, we have Elder Eugene Hammonds out of Sacramento, California. And I've been knowing this man of God for quite a while. And he will be ministering on chapter 23, I believe. Amen. So we're going to get right on into the segment for today. And Pastor Beatrice Martin was born the youngest girl out of six siblings, Anya. She had a relationship with Jesus Christ at an early age because of the fervent prayers of a praying grandmother. How many can attest to us having a praying grandmother? And her godparents, Reverend and Mrs. Burns. She has been ministering and really preaching the gospel since 1975. She was ordained as a pastor in 2011 under the ministry of Bishop Ernestine Reams and her son, Pastor Reams. Amen. She was also ordained to the pastoralship under Pastor Damon Bridges and Barbara Bridges here in Stockton, California. Amen. Pastor Beatrice Martin is also the proud owner and founder of Hidden Treasures
which is a women's home here in Stockton. Amen. She has a passion for lost souls. And one of her favorite scriptures is, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel." Amen. To set the captives free, to preach the acceptable year of our Lord. So with great pleasure, it is an honor and a privilege to have this woman of God to be connected with. Again, she's not a stranger. I have preached for her several times at her church. Amen. And she is a woman of God that loves God's people. Amen. And she's a lover of people. Amen. She has a warm and embracing spirit. Amen. And everybody she meets, she's not a stranger to. They're not a stranger to her. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker of the hour, and that's none other than Pastor Beatrice Martin. I also wanted to say she is the wife of one husband. Amen. She's been married over 15 years, and she is the mother of two. Her son is deceased, but her daughter, she has a daughter and grandchildren. Amen. And they all reside here in Stockton, California. So we bless the Lord for the woman of God today. So we want her to just take her time and let the Lord use her as he so sees fit, in Jesus' name. So thank you. God bless you, Pastor Beatrice.
Amen. Before I go into prayer, I want to tell you thank you. It's an honor for you to even, God, to even put you on my heart. I would like to say God bless everyone, and I would like to thank my mother who gave me birth. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even be here, and who put up with me when I was out there in my sin. And she waited patiently for God to clean my life up, and I thank her for her patience that she had with me and my loving family as well, and all my brothers and sisters in Christ who are listening on the radio station. God bless you. So
amen.
I'm going to open up with a little song, if you don't mind. It's been in my spirit all day. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to open up with a little song. It's been on my heart all day, so I'm just going to sing it. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Spring up the well in my soul, spring up the well that makes me whole. Spring up the well in my soul that gives me life eternally. Lord, send your power. Lord, send your power. Lord, send your power. Lord, send your power. There is power. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your wonder-working power. Oh, God, I pray today that you would spring up the well in our souls. Father God, that we realize that we got a river of life flowing out of us. Make the lame to walk and the blind to see. Father, we count it a blessing and an honor. For you said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You said that this book of the law should not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate there and day, in and night. And Father God, you said that you will give us this day our daily bread. So, Father, we thank you for your word, is sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb. And, God, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor and the praise. Use me as a vessel of honor on this day. Holy Spirit, speak through me. Give me the words to say. For your glory and honor, come on in, Holy Spirit, and have your way through the airways. Oh, God, come on in and bring change. Come on in and bring restoration. Come on in and bring healing. Come on in and bring deliverance. We're dependent on you, and we're relying on you. Come on in and have your way. For faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let your word be hid in our hearts so that we won't sin against thee. Have your way on today, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, thank you.
Yes, starting on coming out of Acts chapter 21, amen. Paul receives a warning on his journey to. That after we were gotten from them and had lunch, we came with a straight course unto Cus, and the day of falling unto Rhodes, and from these unto Patara, and finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed to Syra and landed on Tyre, for the ship was to unload her burden. Amen. So how many of us know that we all have a journey? Amen. From what, whether it's from one place to another, we see that they went from one place to another. And sometimes our journey will take us from one place to another. Maybe your journey may be long, or maybe your journey may be short, but sometimes when you're in the will of God, he takes us from place to place. Amen? So, but one thing I realize about them, that through this journey, they stayed the course. Amen? And when God leads us on a journey, we must stay our course. And God, in the verse where it says they were lunch, we came with the straight course, and our luncheon pad is the platform that is sent forth. You know, sometimes God moves us from place to place humbly. We're humbly go, and sometimes it's forcefully he'll send us out. He will cause chaos to come to get us on that journey. Amen? But one thing we got to do, no matter what we go through, we have to stay our course. Amen. And then it says in verse 3, when we had sighted Cyrus and passed it on the left and sailed to Tyre and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her cargo. And finding the disciples, we stayed there 7 days. They told Paul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem. Amen. And if they would have got off their course and off of their journey, they wouldn't have never met the disciples. They wouldn't have never known that the Holy Spirit was using them to speak to him. He said, when we had come to the end of those days, we departed and went on our way, and they accompanied us with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we knelt down on the shore and prayed. So they told Paul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem because they knew what was going to happen to him. They knew that the Romans were waiting for him. They knew that he was going to have to suffer. And Paul already knew that he was going to have to suffer. I wonder, when we know that we're going to have to suffer, will we get off the course, or will we stay on the course that God sent us? And but one thing about it, through the journey, he knelt down and prayed. Amen. When somebody give us a warning, will we let it get us off our journey? What do we do with those warnings? Do we take it to God in prayer? Well, they knelt down and prayed. And when he had taken a leave on verse 6 of one another, we boarded the ship and they returned home. And when we had finished our, well, I want to back up about prayer. My God. Don't you know prayer works? Prayer changes things. Prayer gives you power to endure. The Bible says men ought to always pray and not faint. The Bible says effective and fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. We got to pray. He said to pray without ceasing. Prayer will give you direction. Prayer will give you correction. Prayer will empower you. Prayer will strengthen you. Amen. When we had taken our leave of another, we boarded on the ship and they returned home. And when we had finished our voyage, verse 7, Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and greeted the brethren and stayed with them one day. On the next day, we who were Paul's companion departed and came to Caesarea and entered into the house of Philip the evangelist. Come on, who was one of the seven and stayed with him. Now this man had four virgin daughters. Come on, he had four virgin daughters. And it said, and now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. And that takes us back to the Joel 2, chapter 28, where he says the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He said the spirit of the, that in the last days God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Come on. It doesn't matter. When God get ready to pour out his spirit, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. When God get ready to pour out his power, he pours it out. Amen. Now, It says, now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied, and as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us to Paul at Paul's belt and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentile. This was the third time that Paul had received the word from the Holy Spirit. Now, when we heard these things, verse 12, both of those from the place pleaded with him not to go to Jerusalem. How many of us know that when people give us warnings, sometimes they will try to knock us off course? You know, Paul, if you go down there, you're going to get a beat down. Paul, if you go down there, they're going to try to kill you. Paul, if you go, you're going to get hurt. But guess what Paul did? When they pleaded with him to go up to Jerusalem, Paul answered, what do you mean by weeping and breaking up my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die. Amen. Will you be ready? Are you ready? If God called you to do something, will you be ready? Well, I was trying to figure out why was Paul so ready? Because Paul knew that inside of him was a treasure, amen, a hidden treasure, the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. Paul didn't waste no time, and he did not procrastinate, amen. And so when he heard these things, both of those from place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, what do you mean by weeping and crying at heart? They begin to weep and cry because they love Paul. And when you love somebody, you don't want to see them get hurt. You don't want to see them get, you don't want to see them enter into where they've been told something's going to happen. What would you do? You would try to stop them from going. But Paul says, I'm ready. I'm ready. Not only am I ready, but I'm ready to be bound. But I'm also ready to die. Paul knew he was born to die. Amen. Do you know what you're born for? He knew his purpose in life. He knew that at Jerusalem, for the name of the Lord's sake, for God's glory, he knew that he was going to have to die. Amen. In verse 14 say, so when he went, so he would not be persuaded, they ceased saying. They said, the will of the Lord be done. Amen. How many of us know that it's important for the will of the Lord to be done in our life? Amen. Sometimes God sends us places, and the enemy will send a spirit of distraction. Come on. And sometimes he will use your family. You know, sometimes your friend and family don't mean harm, but sometimes they say, well, you shouldn't go back town. You shouldn't go there. You shouldn't live there. You shouldn't be there. You know, but one thing about Paul, he stayed his course. Paul believed Jesus had commissioned him to reach the Gentiles and the Jews. He was not disobedient to God. It was his course and his assignment. He was a vessel where the Spirit of God can flow through. The thing that I like about them is when they told Paul and gave Paul the warnings, if they would not have been sensitive to the Holy Spirit, they would have never got them warnings. This is the day and the time that we need to be led by the Spirit, that we need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Last night after reading this, I said, God, I want to be sensitive to your Spirit. We have got out of that. We don't even be feeling convicted no more. We're not even sensitive to if a brother or sister standing by us. God, I want to meet the need. God, let me be so sensitive. So if you give me a word, whether it's a warning or whether it's for me to give them a blessing, God, use me as a vessel where you can flow through. Paul, he knew he would be in prison in Jerusalem, but his friends didn't want him to go, but God wanted him to go. That's the most important thing. It's not what we want, not our will. That's what Paul said. Nevertheless, not my will be done. Jesus said that too. Not my will be done, but thine will be done. Help me, Holy Ghost. Come on. We want the will of the Lord to be done in our life. He said, but the will of God will take you on a journey that you've never been on before. When you're in the will of God, it brings joy sometimes, but what about pain? But will you take it if it pleases God? If it pleases God to send you on that journey, whether you receive pain, will you say, not my will, but thy will be done? Or will you run from the will of God? Our desire should be to please God and not to avoid hardship and suffering. Doing God's will comes with pain. Doing God's will comes with hardship. Doing God's will comes with suffering. But nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. Amen. So are we ready? Paul knew in Romans 8, verse 28, it says, who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or sword or nakedness, as it is written for thy sake? We are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors to him that love us. For I am persuaded. We can't let nobody persuade us off, out of the will of God or off the course of God. In verse 14, he says, so when they could not, he could not be persuaded. See, one thing about when you know God tell you to do something, when you hear from the Spirit of the living God, no one can persuade you. Amen? And guess what happened when they found out they couldn't persuade him? They ceased from saying. And the Lord's will was done in his life. Amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Verse 15. And after those days, we packed and went up to Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Also, some of the disciples from Sierra went up with us and brought with them a certain mention of Cyrus on the early disciple with whom they were to lodge. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went with us to James, and the elders were present. When he had greeted them, he told them in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through the ministry. And when they had heard it, they glorified the Lord, and they said to him, you see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who believe, and they are all zealous for the law. Come on, we need to be zealous for the law of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart so that I won't sin against thee. Amen. We should be zealous for the things of God and for the law of God. Come on now. And when he had come to Jerusalem, 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 we all are going to face our Jerusalem. We all have a Jerusalem. Come on. Was it not Jerusalem where Jesus rode in on the donkey on the entry and they began to praise him as the king of Israel? Was it not Jerusalem where they crucified him? Was it not Jerusalem where the death and the resurrection took place? Come on. Was it not Jerusalem? Jesus warned the disciples he would be put to death, but Jesus stayed his course. Come on. And did he also, he wanted us to know that we all will face our Jerusalem. Why? Because we are to present our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Jerusalem. We're all going to have a Jerusalem. Amen. And they were all zealous for the law, verse 21. But they informed about that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to be circumcised, their children, nor to walk according to the custom. But what then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have four men who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified them and pay their expenses. Amen. You know, sometimes we have to humble ourselves, and we have to, Paul said, I became like all men to win them to Christ. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves, and we have to do that to win them as Christ. And then it says, verse, I plead the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. And then verse 21, it says, we pack, but they have been informed about you to teach all Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, nor to walk according to the custom. And so, in other words, they had lied on Paul. Amen. They were saying that Paul didn't believe in the circumcision. And during the times of suffering, you know, these people, they were all, where am I? Okay. But they have been informed about you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles. Moses saying that they ought not to circumcise the children, nor to walk according to the custom. But what then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have four men who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified with them and pay their expenses, that they may shave their heads, and that they all may know those things which they are formed concerning you. are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly to keep the law. Verse 25, but concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written and decided that they should observe no such thing except that they should come and themselves from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immoral. So here we have that they should keep themselves. This is what he was talking about. Christians leaders were asking the Gentiles to live like Jews, and they wanted to compel the Jews to live like the Gentiles. But their spiritual unity of the body of believers were in diversity. And sometimes we have that in the body of Christ, diversity. And so from that, from their backgrounds and culture, we all honor the same Lord. What he was telling us, yeah, we have our diversity, but we all honor the same Lord. We all serving the same Lord. Amen. So in verse 26, it says, then Paul took men the next day, having been purified with them, entered the temple to announce the expiration day of purification, which time of an offering should be made for each one of them. Now, when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up a whole crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, men of Israel, help. This man who teaches men everywhere against people. So then there was a big old commotion that took place, that a whole lot of stuff started taking place concerning Paul. You know, and it says, where am I? Oh, okay. Crying out, men of Israel, help. This is the man that teaches all men everything were against people and the law in his place, and further brought Greeks also in the temple and have polluted this holy place. For they had seen before with him in the city of Troasa and Ephesians, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. All the city was moved, and people ran together. They took Paul and drew him out of the temple, forthwith the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, the tidings came unto the chief captain, and all Jerusalem was in an uproar. Amen. How many of us know that when we preach the gospel, there's going to be an uproar? There's going to be people for us and people against us. Like right now, I plead the blood of Jesus through the airway. I come against every principality and every demonic force in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus through the airway. Father, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power unto God, unto salvation. Paul knew that his journey and that what his mission was. His mission was to preach the gospel. And no matter what he faced, no matter through the heartache, through the pain, through the setback, he knew that he had to go and preach the gospel. And there's going to always be an uproar in the temple. The same thing that Christ went through, Jesus went through in the temple. Jerusalem, when he went to Jerusalem, there was an uproar. But Paul knew what his commission was. Paul knew that God sent him. And when we go to these different places, we not only got to know that God sent us, that God is with us. The reason why Paul was able to say, though the outward man, the inward man, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. He was able to say, not I, but the Christ that lives in me. He was able to say, thanks be to God that gives me the victory because I'm more than a conqueror. He knew that anything come his way, that he was able to conquer, because we have to suffer as he suffered in order to reign as he reign. And he knew that it was the power of the Holy Ghost that lives in him. The Holy Spirit carried him through everything. The Holy Spirit is the one that will guide us in our life. The Holy Spirit is the one that would teach us, that would help us through our weakness. Yeah, we face battles, but the Holy Spirit is always there to strengthen and teach us. He works through us. And even in this, we must know that whatever we face, our daily challenge, whatever we come up against, that the Holy Spirit is with us. Not only is he with us, he will intercede for us. Amen? And he will reveal our purpose in life. That's what happened to Paul. He knew what his purpose was. His purpose was to preach the gospel. And so he didn't let nothing get in the way of him preaching the gospel. Amen? And I want to say one thing. at no time.
Hello, you still there? Pastor Beatrice. Well, amen, family. Praise God. We must be having some technical difficulties there. This is Pastor E, and I'm going to try to get her connected back up. But let's just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let's come together and take control right now of any spiritual entities that may be trying to come in and disrupt the mighty word of God going forward. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we thank you that your word is going forth. Lord, we thank you that we've come together in submission to hear your word with willing ears, perceptive minds, willing to change the way we came in. Different, Lord, transform us by the renewing of your mind. Lord, we just pray right now, Lord, that order comes into place right now, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, that your will be done immediately right here on this station right now in the name of Jesus. Evangelist Bernard is back with us. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, praise the Lord. Is she done?
I don't know what happened. I lost her. I'm not sure what happened. She was on the line while I was praying, but I'm not sure. Just give me instructions. The line's yours, but tell me what you want me to do.
Okay, we're going to wait and see if she wasn't finished with her message, was she?
I don't believe so. I'm not sure.
So her call must have dropped. She should call right back in. But in the meantime,
okay,
we can pray for her. As soon as you see her number, she's back from a 209. You have it in your text
message. I have her number down. I'm good.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Well, we can, anybody on the line, have a testimony. We can testify until she come back on the line to finish today's message. Anybody?
You want me to open up the lines?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Opening now.
All right.
Okay, family, our lines are open.
Okay, first, giving honor to God, I just thank the Lord for waking me up in my right mind.
I have to take that down and let somebody paint them. Silver. Oh. I don't know where I'll be able to redo it through my window. I have to unscrew that screw. I want them back up there, though.
Do you?
But they need to be painted.
Okay.
Hey, whose line is open?
Hello? Everybody's line is open.
Okay, well, we want to open everybody's line. Who was talking? Hello?
Hello?
He was showing me the face. I said, oh, Mr. Levis.
If Pastor Beatrice back on the line, I'd buy a new several things.
I'll get new ones.
Not yet.
Okay. I don't hear
her. Who was giving a testimony?
No, she's not back up.
We plead the blood. The blood is
over here. I said, I want to take the bars out. And he was like,
well, who was giving a testimony?
If you do.
Just open their line. Pastor Hamilton?
Yes, I'm attempting to do that. I just got the voice off of there now.
Okay.
Because I'm not familiar with the names and the numbers.
Right. Someone was about to testify. I don't know who it was.
That was me,
Amen.
Sister Bridgewater.
Come on, Sister Bridgewater. We're ready for you.
Okay. First, give me an honor to God. I just thank the Lord for waking me up in my right mind. I thank you for allowing me to be on this program and hearing this program. Pastor Beatrice is a very close friend of mine, and I am just so glad to hear her this morning. I bind up the enemy right now. I plead the blood against him right now, and what he thinks he's accomplished. But I just want to thank the Lord because this time, not year before last, this time the Lord had just taken me out. I had literally died, and the Lord said not so, and allowed me to come back, and I'm here today, and I just give God the glory, and I just thank you for his spirit of what he's doing in my life. And I just wanted to give that quick testimony while we're getting things straightened up.
All right. Well, God bless you. We're just so happy that you were able to tune in with us today.
Sister Bridgewater. God bless you.
Okay. All right.
Thank
Pastor
you.
Beatrice is back. Pastor Beatrice is back on now, Evangelist.
All right. All right.
Hello?
Pastor Beatrice. Come on. We're still here.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Give me the phone. Hello?
It's all right. You can finish up.
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
All right. I don't know what happened. My phone just went out.
Don't feel alone. This happened to all of us one or two times.
Okay, I'm going to verse 21.
Amen.
All right. At chapter 21, verse 21.
Have your way, woman of God.
Amen. And they are informed of thee that thou should teach all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the custom. What is this, therefore? The multitude must need come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we say thee, we have four men which have vowed on them. Verse 24. Take and purify thyself with them. Be at charge with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly to keep the law. There are two ways to think of the Jewish law. Paul projects one and accepts the other. Paul rejects the idea that the Old Testament law brings salvation to keep them. And so that's one way. Paul rejects that. And salvation is freely given by God's gracious act. Amen. Salvation is freely given. We receive it by faith. The laws are no value for salvation except to show us our sin. Number two, Paul accepts the view that the Old Testament law prepared us for and taught us about the coming Christ. Christ fulfilled the law and released us from the burden of guilt. But if the law still teaches us many valuable principles and gives us guidelines for living, the laws give us guidelines for living. Paul was not observing the law to be saved. He was simply keeping the law as a custom to avoid offending. And so that's how we have to be. We don't want to offend people. He wanted to reach them with the gospel, but at the same time, he did not want to offend them. So we got to be careful not to offend people when we're preaching God's word and when we're trying to reach someone. Amen? And so I'm starting at verse 27, where Paul goes in verse 25. As touching the Gentiles, we believe we have written concluding that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from offering to idols, and from blood, and from strangle, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men the next day and purified them with them and entered into the temple to signify the accomplished days of purification until the offering should be offered every one of them. Paul was arrested in the temple, verse 27. And when 7 days was almost ended, the Jews which are of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, they were all stirred up, all the people, and laid hands on him. Amen. And crying out, men of Israel, help. This is the man that teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law, and placed and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and has polluted the holy place. Verse 29, for they had seen before with him in the city of Tropius in Ephesus, which they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. Here we have at verse 28 and 29, these men, they were jealous. They knew how effective Paul's works had been. They knew how effective Paul was, so they tried to stop him. And how many of us know the enemy knows who we are, but God knows who we are. And we are effective people. What made Paul effective was the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so what their strategy was to weaken him. Amen. Be alert when you hear accusations against you as God's children, because sometimes people come to discredit us. Sometimes
time like today on this line. The enemy came to hinder me. The enemy came to try to discredit me. He came to try to weaken me and close the Bible and say, oh, forget it. But how many of us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper? Amen. Someone may be trying to discredit you, because you know what? Anytime you get somewhere and you ain't ashamed of the gospel of Christ, you're going to have haters of God. Come on. You're going to have those that will bless you and those that will hate you. The same thing happened to Jesus. There was haters. They were saying, crucify him, crucify him. And there were lovers of God. And they tried to discredit Jesus in the same way. Amen. So the same thing Jesus suffered, we as children of God suffer. But they was trying to discredit him. They was trying to hinder him. Why? Because the enemy comes to hinder us from, so that we won't preach God's word, so that we won't be a living testimony. Ain't we living epistles read among men? Help me, Holy Ghost. The enemy comes to hinder us. He comes to attack us. He don't want us to open up our mind. He don't want us to pray. But you know what? If we pray, then that's when we'll be strengthened. Amen? That's when the power of the Holy Ghost will come in. So they tried to stop Paul from bringing God's word. Amen. Verse 31 says, and as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain band, and all Jerusalem was in the uproar. Come on. How many of us ever been in an uproar when it came to telling people about Jesus? Amen. When it came to preaching the gospel. All around him, he had mobbers, people wanting to kill him, and they was in a big uproar. But as they went about to kill him, the tidings came unto the chief captain band, and that all Jerusalem was in the uproar. Verse 32, who immediately took the soldiers and sentinels and ran down unto him. And when they saw the chief captain and soldiers, they left beating Paul. All this uproar, they was beating Paul. Come on now, beating Paul? How many of us would run to a beating? How many of us would go to a beating? Come on. If you knew that somebody was waiting to beat you, if you knew that somebody was waiting to jump you, would you go? If you knew somebody was waiting to harm you, would you go? No. But Paul knew what he had to suffer. The thing that I'm just so amazed about, even though he knew what was coming his way, he went anyway. Amen? Paul stayed his course. He wanted to give himself up to those who wanted to kill him. Amen. He didn't run. He ran to it, not from it. Amen. And Paul stayed his course. He knew he had to take the gospel to Jerusalem. So he took a beat down because he knew he was born to die. The same thing with our Lord and Savior. Amen. He knew he was born to die. He didn't run from it. Jesus stayed his course. He didn't run from Jerusalem. He ran to it. He said, no man take my life. He said, I lay it down. And that's the same thing Paul did. He knew he was born to die. And we as a people of God, we can't run from the gospel. We got to run to the gospel. Amen. So upon this rock, he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. And so in verse 33,
go ahead.
Then the chief came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains. And demanded who he was and what he had done.
Mm-hmm.
And some cried one thing, some cried another among the multitude. And when they could not know certainly for the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the castle. And when he came up on the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, away with him, away with him. Verse 37. And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, may I speak unto thee? Who said, canst thou speak Greek? So here it is. Even though Paul took his beating, he still spoke for the Lord. Some of us, we go through so much, and we say, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't preaching no more. I ain't teaching no more. I'm tired of these trials and tribulations I've been going through. I'm tired of suffering. Some of us want to throw the towel in, but that's when we can't throw the towel in. We have to speak for the Lord. Paul began to open his mouth and speak. How many of us know when we go through our trials and our tribulations, we can't let that stop us from winning a soul to Christ? Come on. How many of us know through our suffering? The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Here we see in this verse, even though Paul had a beat down, God was delivering him out of his affliction. Come on. And he said, by speaking the Greek, Paul showed that he was a culture man, not just a common rebel. Come on. He wasn't one that was starting riots in the street. Come on. They were starting the riots. And then the commander attention gave Paul protection. God sent protection. How many of us know that when we're out preaching the gospel, God will send his protection before us? He gave us the Holy Ghost. Come on. The Holy Ghost will protect us. He will lead and guide us through all truth. He won't, sometimes he won't let hurt and harm and danger come near us. But if that's on our journey, it's going to happen. But we still got to know that God is with us. Amen. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. As Paul was led into the castle, He said unto the chief captain, may I speak? Who said, canst thou speak? Art thou not the Egyptian, which before these days made it an uproar and led us out in the wilderness for 1,000 men that were murderers? But Paul said, I am a man, which am a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, and a citizen of no mean city. And I beseech ye, suffer me to speak unto the people. Paul knew who he was. Do we know who we are in Christ Jesus? When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you can speak boldly. You can open up your mouth, and God will fill your mouth with his word. Amen. One thing about it, you got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. And because he knew who he was able to speak through his suffering. Amen. Because he knew who he was still able to preach the gospel through his suffering. Because he knew who he was empowered. That's why he said, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. That's what he said. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. That's why he said, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. That's why he said, I beseech thee, brethren, for the mercy of God, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He knew what his service was. His service was to suffer for Christ. Because in order to suffer with Christ, if you suffer as he suffered, you'll reign as he reigned. Paul didn't stand there all beat down, crying and moaning about his wounds and stuff. No, he opened up his mouth, and he said, I know I am a man, which of a Jew of Tyrus in the city of Cilicia, and a citizen of no mean city. I beseech you, suffer me to speak unto the people. He said, regardless to my beat down, I got to speak to the people. How many of us know, regardless of what you go through, you got to speak to the people? Through your hardships, through your setbacks, through your disappointments, when things are going wrong, you got to speak to your family members. You got to preach to the lost soul. It ain't about you. It's all about Jesus. One thing about it, when you go through for Jesus, he has already went through for you, so why not go through for him? Jesus knew what he had to do. Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. In spite of his beatings, in spite of what they did to them, he knew what he had to do. Do you know what you got to do? Amen. And so he said, suffer me to speak unto the people. And when he had given him license, come on, he gave him license to speak. Come on, God has gave you license to preach. God has gave you license to teach. God has gave you license to cast out devils. God has gave you license. He went and never said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. That's why Paul said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If God be for me, he's more than the world against me. He didn't care about the mob being against him. Amen. Because God gave him license. Come on. Some of y'all is waiting on a paper for man, but God has already chosen you. God has already told you to go. You waiting on a school of theology. Well, when I go to the school of theology, then I'm going to preach. No, 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 no. God is your theology. Come on. You don't need to stop if you're going to get school of theology. Amen. But don't let that stop you from opening up your mouth. That's why Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Salvation. Just let me speak to the people.
Lord.
We are sent to speak to the nation through the airway. We are speak to the people. people in the stores. We are sent to speak to the people at the bus stop. We are sent to speak to the people in the club. We are sent to speak to the people wherever you are. God is sending you. He said, ye are the light of the world, a city that sits on a hill. Neither shall your light shall not be hidden. Amen. You've got to speak to the people. It doesn't matter if it's a king. It doesn't matter if it's a lawyer. Come on. Paul spoke to the king. Paul spoke to the Gentiles. Paul spoke to the Jews. Paul spoke to different nationalities. God wants us to speak to the people. Not just the people on the street, but the people in our family. Not just the people in our family, but the people all over the world. Wherever you go, you got to open up your mouth and speak to his hurting people. Amen. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned him with his hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, one thing about it, when God speaks, everybody gets silence. When God uses you as a mouthpiece, the Holy Spirit is speaking to convey. The Holy Spirit is speaking to save. The Holy Spirit is speaking to set free. The Holy Spirit is speaking to heal. The Holy Spirit is speaking to do signs and wonders. Whenever you're in a crowd, don't be afraid of their faces. Open up your mouth and speak. That's why Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Come on. When you open up your mouth, you got to remember that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and he has anointed you to preach his good news. Amen. Great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying. So when that all took place, he spoke, and they were in silence. To me, that speaks that he got their attention. To me, that shows me that they were listening. After all the uproar, God, he knows how to bring peace. He knows how to shut it down. And that's what God did. He used Paul to speak. And when he opened up his mouth and spoke, there was silence unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying. He spoke in different language. And you know what? That shows effectiveness. You must be able to use the language. Whatever language you're speaking in, God has given you, it shows effectiveness when we preach. Paul was speaking in Hebrew, the language of the Old Testament. He spoke a language not only to communicate the language of his listener, but also to show that he was a devout Jew and he respected the Jewish laws. So, and not only that, it shows that he was effective. When we want to minister to people, we must show the maximum of God's effectiveness in us. It shows God effectiveness because it's not us speaking. It's God speaking through us. So this is what I have to say in closing of this. No, the enemy came in and tried to attack the phone line, but what is God saying? God is saying that we all have a Jerusalem that we have to face. And just like Jesus, knowing that he had a Jerusalem, Jesus knew that he was going to be crucified. Jesus' death and resurrection took place in Jerusalem. And he told his disciples that he would be put to death. Jesus knew what was going to happen. But even though he knew what was going to happen, it didn't stop him from going. It didn't stop him from presenting his body as a living sacrifice. Amen. And in Jerusalem, it reminded me of Father Abraham, how he had to offer up his son, his only son, which was symbolic of Jesus Christ, sacrificial ram in the bush. Jesus was the ram in the bush. But one thing about it, if you know, like I said, I'm going to repeat this again. If you know that someone wanted to kill you, would you go? If you knew the reason why you were born to die, would you go? Jesus went because he knew he was a sacrifice for the world, not to seek his own pleasure. He wanted to give himself up to those who wanted to kill him. To me, that is amazing. Anytime a man and woman of God go where God, the Holy Spirit, has already warned you and tells you he's going to be with you, and people try to hinder you from going, but you go and let the Lord of the will, God's will be done in your life. One thing about him, he stayed his course. To me, that is amazing that Jesus Christ stayed his course and he put himself in the enemy's hand. If he wouldn't have put himself in the enemy's hand, where would we be today? We would be lost. But in him going to Jerusalem, the holy city, he's coming back again. Amen. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Because it was in Jerusalem where the temple was in, rebuilt, when Zerubbabel rebuilt the temple. In Jerusalem, Solomon's temple was restored. In Jerusalem, Nehemiah restored the walls around the city. In Jerusalem, the New Testament gave birth. The wise men came and sought after Jesus' birth. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jerusalem, come on. In Jerusalem, we all got a Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, it played a significant role in the life of Jesus' ministry. Come on. In Jerusalem, Jesus cleansed the temple, and he threw away the money changer. Come on. In Jerusalem. So that tells me everything, everyone has a Jerusalem. Amen. But then Jesus is coming back again with a Jerusalem not built by man. But this Jerusalem is called the Holy City, which is not built by man, but it's going to be built by the Heavenly Father himself. And it's going to be a heavenly city fashioned by God. And it's going to be a city for his people. It's going to be a holy city. It's going to be a heavenly city. It's going to be where we will see God and where we will see Jesus. It's called the New Jerusalem. Come on. Where there's going to be symbols of righteousness and peace and prosperity, the dwelling place of God. And that's where Paul wanted to go. And that's where I wanted to go, where I want to go. But you can't run from your Jerusalem. If you run from your Jerusalem, you won't see the New Jerusalem. Amen. So I leave this on your heart today. When God puts you on the course, sometimes it causes pain. Sometimes it causes heartache. Even on my journey, it caused me pain. It caused me heartache. But I stayed the course. I went and never, when I lost my mind and God gave me back my mind from the mental institution, and he saved me, I stayed my course. I stay safe. At one point in my life, I was backsliding in and out of God, but God told me, if I will apply his word and I will allow the Holy Spirit to take control of my life, then I can walk this walk. And then I can preach the gospel and he will use me for his glory. Did I suffer? Yeah. Have I been going through trials and tribulation? Yeah. Have I been going through hardship? Yeah. Sometimes I go through disappointments and setbacks, but I'm staying my course. Even now, I'm staying my course. And I want to say this to the listeners. Stay your course. No matter what you go through, let nothing separate you from the love of God. For it was Paul that said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Even today, I was in this warring in the spirit. But he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against spiritual wickedness of darkness, against spiritual weakness in high places. But one thing about Paul, and I close with this, he said, and I was reading in chapter 20, verse 22, he said, I go bound in the spirit. And he was not out of the will of God. He said, I'm going. He said, I know warnings is waiting me. I know afflictions is coming my way, but I'm going. And we know, when we know what's coming our way, will we still go? Will we still do what God tells us to do? One thing about Jesus, he encouraged you on your journey. He came and he encouraged Paul. I know I'm jumping ahead of myself a little bit, but one thing about God, he's with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He wants us to go forward on our journey and know that we're with him. And he did all this to Paul so Paul can be an effective witness. Everything Paul went through, it made him effective. Amen. It made him a vessel where the power of God could flow through. Even when he was in prison in Jerusalem, his friends didn't want him to go, but he went, it's not what our friends and our family want. It's what God wants for our life. We can't avoid suffering. We can't avoid hardship. And we can't avoid pain. Because doing the will of God, it comes with pain. It comes with suffering. It comes with hardship. But that's why Paul said, I finished my course. Amen. I ran my race.
We're all in a race, and we must, and we have to finish our course, and we must not procrastinate because there's souls to be saved. The enemy will send a spirit of distraction, but we can't allow nobody and no man to hinder us. We have to stay the course, and we have to do the will of God. Whether it comes with pain, we have to finish our assignment. Paul was not disobedient to God. He knew what his mission was. He knew what he had to do. How did he know that? Because he stayed in prayer. He stayed connected to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will give us insight. The Holy Spirit will give us warning. The Holy Spirit will lead us, teach us, and guide us, and empower us. Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. He will give us power to face anything. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. That's why Paul said, thanks be to God that gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. Only through Christ Jesus will we have the victory to overcome anything that comes our way. Amen.
Amen, woman of God. What an awesome word of God that we have received today. The Acts of the Apostles. Come on, let's just give the Lord praise for the mighty woman of God. Come on, worship the Lord right now. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise for the word that it will go forth, that it will touch your life today, that it will change you immediately right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just worship you for your word. We praise you for your word right now, Heavenly Father God, for you alone are worthy. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you right now, Lord. We bless you for the woman of God, Lord. We pray over her right now, Lord. We pray that you continue to use her in a mighty way, that you continue to send her into the areas that no one else wants to go, Lord, that you have taught us to go and make disciples, Lord. So we thank you for her today, Lord. We thank you for the word that has went forth in Jesus' name. Family, Evangelist Bernard dropped off again, so Pastor E is here helping out today. With the switchboard, we are going to open up the lines one by one, and give you an opportunity to make a comment on what God has maybe said to you to speak to the woman of God about the word today, and we'll try to get. We have a lot of callers on today, so let's try to give everybody an opportunity. We're going to start with area code 323-419-3026. 323-419-3026. Okay, all right. Well, that caller went off. We're going to area code 916-604-0258. Do you have a comment today?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Come on, my brother.
Oh, yeah. I would like to say that one thing that spoke out to me was when she was talking about how you get guidance through prayer and how prayer helps a lot because a lot of times dealing with difficulties with what to do in life, sometimes, you know, when your plan doesn't always work out and they say God's plan is the best plan to go through. And, you know, I've been praying a lot lately and being in prayer more. And, you know, and it's been helping me out a lot. So when she spoke it, and then I realized, like, okay, that's what God put on my heart.
To
pray more. Pray more before deal with decisions I have to make in life. And so I want to thank you, Pastor Beatrice Martin.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, you have something to say to him?
Yes. Prayer is a vital part in our life. You know, prayer strengthens us. Prayer helps us to go forward. Prayer gives us insight. It helps us to hear from God when we have decisions that we want to make. We want to be on the right path. And so if you have any decisions and you want to know what God's will is to be done in your life, you have to take it to God in prayer, and he will answer you.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless, my brother. Prayer is the key to every source and every answer God has for our lives. So continue. God bless you. We look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Next, we're going to 313-922-4668.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you all. I certainly have enjoyed the woman of God bringing forth, amen, that full chapter of chapter 21 in Acts. I tell you, she just really brought out some very good points, amen, to help the saints of God if they take it to heart. Because I tell you the truth, Paul, he demonstrated holiness all the way, even in his suffering. He did not take down, you know, it's easy to talk the talk, but when it comes to walk the walk, sometimes
yes.
people backs up, you know.
Amen.
But praise God, Paul went all the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank the Lord for his life, for the demonstration that he projected, you know, in walking with the Lord, because certainly it's going to take something for us to make this journey. And I enjoyed this pastor so much as she brought forth the word of God. It was very, very thorough, and it was very, very good. Amen. God bless
amen.
You. And I, amen. Amen. God bless you now.
All right. Next caller, we're going to area code 916-202-5442. You have a comment with us today?
And 55th Sunday. Yeah. Can you put in a cup?
Did you have a comment with us today? All right. Next caller, we're going to area code 209-430-5672. 209-430-5672. You have a comment today?
Yes, I'm from Sister Bridgewater from out of Stockton, California. I just enjoyed the word coming from Pastor Beatrice. She was real thorough with it. I just got out that no matter what you're going through, just keep on fighting. Just keep on doing. Just keep on working until you come to the goal where God would have you to be. And don't give up. Just don't give up. And I just thank God for the word from her this morning. I enjoy her as my goddaughter, and I just love her so dearly. And I just got a lot out of the word. This afternoon. And
Nan,
are you still there?
Hello?
Well, yeah, amen, amen. That was my fault there. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Okay, next caller. Next call. Yes.
Did you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I did you hear what I said, though? I said I'm Mr. Bridgewater out of Stockton, California, and I just got
yes,
that,
ma'am, I did.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Minister Bridgewater. Next call, we're going to is area code 303. Your last four is 2670.
Amen.
Hello?
That might be Mr. Tillman, Pastor Hamilton.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, we'll go to the next caller. Next caller, we're going to go to area code 252. The last four of your number is 6549. Would you like to have a comment with us today?
That's Prophetess Darlene.
Prophetess Darlene? Prophetess Darlene, would you like to give us a comment today?
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. God bless everyone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I thank God for this afternoon. I just thank God for God being God. I thank God for Pastor Bernard. I thank God for this broadcast, the truth being on this broadcast. I thank God for what he's done today. I thank God for the woman of God bringing forth the word. I just want to encourage her, tell her to don't stop preaching, don't stop teaching, don't ever
yeah.
close the Bible. Keep telling everybody about the word because the power is in her mouth. And I thank God, and we ought to realize when they're speaking, we ought to be praying because there's a war going on. And so I just
Ooh,
thank God. I just want to say
hallelujah.
Continue to go forth in God, and woman of
That's
God,
right.
continue preaching the gospel, the power that is in you. And I thank God for where he's taking you and where he brought you from. And may you continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And the devil is a liar. We got the victory
yes, he
up in here. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I love y'all.
Hallelujah.
Love you too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Next caller we'll be going to is area code 601. Your last four is 9600. Would you like to have a comment with us today?
Praise the Lord.
Lady Ross, Lady Morris, God bless you.
Yes. God bless you all. I just want to say that this day has been awesome. I just want to just kind of piggyback what Prophetess Darlene was saying. When I came on the line, I was hearing the chaos, the phones and voices and all of that. And we just have to be mindful that when we come on this line, because it's been ordained by God and we're being so blessed, the connection that the spirit of prevention is always trying to operate. And therefore, we have to really heighten our awareness, and we got to really begin to pray for this ministry, because the enemy will use whoever he wants to. Sometimes people are doing it out of ignorance, but the essence of it is to prevent, to stop, to distract. But, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have the power of God to bind. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And I thank God that everything got back in order. The woman of God got her got back on the line, and she got focused, and the Lord blessed her to bring forth such a powerful and anointed word, reminding us of that in this journey, hallelujah, that we will go through tests and trials, the fire, the flood. Think you're not strange, hallelujah, but God has equipped us. Thank you, Jesus. And I bless God for that word on today. Evangelist Bernard, you stay encouraged. I thank God for each and everyone that comes on this line. I thank God for each and everyone that minister, even the words of testimony and comments. All of us have something to deposit, and it helps ignite this line to make it what it is. Thank God for the visionary. Thank God for Sister Ruby, Elder Hamilton. I don't get a chance to really hear you on Fridays because I'm at work, but all of you that labor, thank you, Jesus. God is doing something. How you can bring so many leaders together, and what I see that they are humble, and they're about ministry, and they're feeding us a fresh word, a fresh word, a fresh word, a word that will perfect you, a word that will challenge you, a word that will enlighten you. I thank God for this, because you don't find this in every place. Hallelujah. I bless God, and I'm going to leave it alone. But my soul rejoiced, because I've been coming on this line for a few months, and I thank God because I found something that's good. Hallelujah. I keep coming back because I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I don't come just to come, because one thing about me, I don't play with anything. Anything that I'm a part of, I'm in it because I'm being blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you all. God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you too, family. You are loved and appreciated.
Amen.
Next caller that will be going.
Pastor Hamilton, allow our listeners to announce her women's conference. She's having a conference April the 25th and 26th, and she will come back on and give that information. One of the speakers is my cousin, so let her give that announcement.
Okay.
And we're going to be announcing this to next month till after the event arrives. We do that. We allow the women and men that come on this line that have events and different things happening in their area, that we allow them the an opportunity to give those announcements, because we are helpers one to another.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now what number is what is her number?
9600. 601.
Okay, she's still live. She's still live now.
All right. Go ahead, Lady Roslyn.
Praise the Lord. We just like to invite those of you that can come to the Magic City of Birmingham. This will be the fifth annual Women of Destiny Empowerment Conference. And as Evangelist Bernard forestated, her cousin, Pastor Jacqueline McLemore from Montgomery, Alabama, along with Prophetess Yvonne Ruff out of Chicago, Illinois, and Evangelist Virginia Bowie from Joliet, Illinois, will be our conference speakers. And the theme for this year's conference is Understanding the Process. And those of you that can, we look forward to you coming in and fellowshipping with us.
Amen. Amen. Birmingham. It's going on in Birmingham.
Birmingham.
I have family there in Birmingham. Actually, My first cousin owns Platinums there in Birmingham.
Wow.
Indeed.
Well, you need to invite them to go to that, to attend.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yes, I'm definitely thinking I'm going to call my cousin and send her and try to get her connected with that. She is definitely in the word, so we'll definitely connect.
Yes.
Amen.
Tell her
Hallelujah.
She can be my special guest. Yes.
Yeah, you know, I was hanging out in Birmingham when it was called T's Place.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to our next caller this afternoon.
We're going to try to have Pastor McLemore on the line before that conference, so stay tuned. She's been on our line and spoke for us before, but we're going to try to have her back on before Our Lady Morris's conference. Amen. So go
Amen.
Ahead, Pastor Hamilton.
Amen. Our next caller, area code 504, last four of your number is 9859. Would you have a comment with us today?
That's my sister out of Irving, Texas. Sometimes.
Well, come on, family. Okay. Okay.
She's
well,
we'll be able to say anything.
Okay. Well, next caller, 818, last four, 8449. Would you like to comment with us today?
Praise the Lord. Thanks. This is
Sister Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. I just came online like maybe 5 minutes ago. I'm sorry I didn't get to hear it, but I'm going to go back in the archives and listen. But I just wanted to say, you know, God bless everybody. God bless Evangelist Bernard. Her ministry is truly a blessing. And I have a little bit of a testimony. So do you want me to go come back? You want to come back to me?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you're actually our last caller, so we have some time.
Okay. I just want to tell everybody, when you're really praying and asking God and seeking God for things, just stay faithful because God will deliver. He has just truly been a blessing this year. I truly believe this is my year. And just from last year, I went through a lot of trials and tribulations with, you know, losing my home, and then I was pretty much homeless. And when I tell you God is a God of restoration, he truly is. When you are trusting and believing and standing that word, God will restore you. And sometimes he has to allow us to go through certain things just to show us who's around us, just to show us who he is. And you got to trust, you know, and believe and be obedient. And his reward is great. God said, if you suffer with me, you will also reign with me. And I just totally believe that, you know, God is just opened up the windows. He has blessed me with my with things that's going on in the film industry and my shows, and he blessed me with a new home and my car and everything that I lost. God has just been restoring. And I just want to tell the callers that whatever it is that you out there trusting and believing God for, don't let anybody put doubt in your mind. Don't let anybody tell you that, oh, that's not gonna happen. And even sometimes you doubt, you know, you have doubt in your mind yourself, but just always remember, God is the God of all things. He didn't say some things or little things. He said all things. And God says he will
Amen.
Give you the desires of your heart. So just stay diligently seeking him, praying, trusting, have faith in him. And then think about it every day where you want to be and pray and ask God to lead you, because it's just, I'm just a living testimony right now, and I just thank the Lord for blessing me with my home, and he gave me another car. He gave me a bigger house. You know, he gave me a better car. You know, so he is a God of restoration, and I just thank him, and I thank Evangelist Bernard and this ministry and somewhere to go to get fed every day. And just when you're feeling down in your spirit and you know, you can be fed, you can be prayed for, you can get a prophecy, you can get teaching. You know, you can get healing, and it's just, it feels so good to know that you will get results if you study that word and study God and just trust him. Just trust him no matter what. And Pastor Hamilton, I'm just so proud of you. Every time I hear your voice, every time I hear you in Pastor Miracle, it just so inspires me, because it gives me inspiration to look forward to my Boaz, to look forward to, you know, my husband soon to come. And I just pray that God can to bless you and bless your ministry and bless you together as a couple. And whatever it is you're seeking, I pray that the Lord has, I know he's already given it to you. And hang in there. And I was talking to Evangelist Bernard about doing a series on relationships. because I think a lot of us need to know about relationships and about how to date. Some of us really don't even know how to date. But I thank you.
Amen. Well, let's all in the working event. It's Sister Albertine is in the working.
Amen. I just praise God, and I can't wait for it. I really just can't wait. But I thank you so much, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby. I just thank you, and I'm very grateful. And God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Is Minister Nicholas Democrat on the line? Pastor Hamilton, area code 323, the last four is 3026.
Can you guys hear me?
Okay, Liberal Democrat, you're on.
Yeah. Amen. Can you guys hear me?
We got
you.
Amen. Praise him. Praise him. The lines was acting up for a while and whatnot, you know, but we're back and whatnot. Amen. My line went out a couple of times as well. Amen. But amen. I thank and praise God. Amen for the word. Amen. And this just reminds us we have to contend for our faith. Amen. The woman of God, when she's being attacked, her phone was being attacked and whatnot, you know. And then Paul, what she was teaching about, they was throwing him in jail because he was attacking the law, it seemed like. He said, now we're doing a new thing. And every time you go to do something new, a lot of times people get upset when you go into that new. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to stone Paul. They wanted to arrest him because he was taking them away from the law. And whatnot, and a lot of us, when we get saved, a lot of us, they try to bind us again with that stuff and whatnot. But God said, well, the Spirit of God is there is liberty. And I thank and praise God for the word today. Amen. The woman of God was reminding us and whatnot, you know, no matter what folks say, we got to go by what God tell us and whatnot. We're going to be attacked, amen, to God. So this was powerful and whatnot, what the woman of God was teaching about, how you're going to come under attack when you go into something new. Amen to God. And that's just what happens. Like, Paul was, amen to God. As long as they talk about the Old Testament, they was loving on Paul and whatnot. But when Paul started talking about the New Testament and you ain't got to do this stuff no more, folk would get upset with you. And we're in the New Testament now. And a lot of that stuff we don't have to do no more. So, amen. I thank and praise God for the New Testament and Jesus, amen, that we have liberty now. And we're not bound by a lot of this tradition and a lot of these doctrines that these people have these days. So I thank and praise God for the New Testament, amen, and to be alive in this time. And thank God for that word, amen, woman of God, amen. You fought through that thing, amen. That was a rocky fight, and you won that thing. Yep. So amen to God. Hallelujah, amen. That's what happened when we preach. We got to fight them devils. Amen. Y'all won that battle. Amen. Somebody was praying. All right, God bless. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Is that everybody? Pastor Hamilton, you can have your remarks, and then I'll go on, and then we'll come back to the woman of God. Pastor Hamilton? Okay, he must be doing something else. Well, Pastor Hamilton? Okay, well, anyway, we praise the Lord for all of our listeners on today. We certainly thank God for Pastor Hamilton coming in.
I'm here.
And then in the switchboard. Okay, we wanted you to have some remarks, and then we'll come
amen.
On
I was, look, I was, as a matter of fact, I was sitting here talking like I was giving remarks, and then I heard you say Pastor Hamilton, and then it came back on. But anyway, we bind this thing all together. But Pastor Beatrice, I just wanted to share with you, first of all, continue to be encouraged, because you are experienced the first thing I experienced my first show on New Destiny is the phones would not go right. It you know, it was my first time. It was uneasy, and everything that could have come up came up. But by pressing towards the mark of the high calling, we can do what God has called us to do. So I encourage you to keep pressing, to keep pushing. Your word went forth because it was the word from God. And whenever we give the word of God, we are giving what he has proposed for us to make a change in people's lives. So I thank God for you today. I encourage you today. And I want to let you off the hook that it happened to all of us. It may be a training session. It may be also to have us on the other end willing and ready to go on a drop of a dime, because the enemy is working. And we share this all the time. The more you do for God, you better believe the enemy is trying to do more to distract you on the other side. So so God bless you. Know you're loved and appreciated, and we welcome you to the family.
Amen. 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 Well, Thank God for Pastor Hamilton standing in the stead of Sister Ruby. I want us to continue to pray for Sister Ruby and continue to pray for me. And, you know, as Lady Rosalind said, piggybacking on the message on today, we have to stay our course, as Pastor Beatrice have already admonished us today. Anytime you're doing something for the Lord, there's going to be distractions, there's going to be hindrances, there's going to be obstacles, but you have to stay focused and not get distracted. And remember, all of our assignments are not the same, and that's why we have the fivefold ministry. If all of our assignments were the same, then it would be no need for a fivefold ministry. It would be no need for apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. But this is a fivefold ministry. So that means each and everyone has to walk in their own calling and their assignment. But God has called all of us to be soul winners. All of us have to be effective witnesses. And I tell you, even today, the enemy will start raging with me when I got out the bed and hit my knees. He started raging. But that's all right. I thank God because God always have a ram in the bush, and if Pastor Hamilton wouldn't have been on, God had another ram in the bush. But I thank God he fell on my heart, and I was able to call him, and he was able to take out his busy schedule and man that switchboard. So as we're on this line and these speakers come forth, be praying while you're listening. Be praying and covering them with the blood of Jesus, because we're on assignment. And guess what? Anytime you're on assignment from the Lord, you can expect the battle and the attack to intensify. Amen. The fire, the furnace is heated up seven times hotter. Hallelujah. So you're doing God's will. Amen. So I'm gonna go back for final remarks from Pastor Beatrice, and I'm going to ask because I need prayer. I need prayer. I'm trying to get out of here and look like every day something else is arising, but I have declared and decreed that I'm going to be out of here no later than the end of this month or from the 1st of the 3rd of April. I'm going to be gone. If I got to pull this thing by myself and be the only driver, so be it, because God is going to go with me. And it's not like I've never done it before. When I drove up to California 10 years ago, I had a car. I had four children in the car, and it was packed. And guess what? We made that trip from Atlanta to Stockton, California, within about 33 hours. So guess what? I know I can do all things.
I just put this out there for you in some comfort. I'm coming to California on the 29th of March and coming back on the 8th. I could drive back with you if you need me to.
Look at God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hey, glory. I didn't even know that, but the Lord knew it. Hallelujah. Jesus.
So don't trip.
We'll talk, Pastor Hamilton. We'll talk.
Okay.
Because I
no
tell
problem.
You, I've been, you know, I'm being taught.
Let it go.
That's why I know God got something greater for me. You know, when God is doing something great in your life, your expectancy, it rises to another level. Yeah, and that's what the devil is mad about. My expectancy rises to another level.
That's
where I'm at right now. It's nothing going to stop me from doing God's will. I'm going to do God's will. I ain't going for no other purpose but for God's will to be done in
hallelujah.
My life.
And I'm going to help you.
God's will
you.
Is done in my life. And in hell, walking around.
Amen.
To stop that. Amen. So Pastor Beatrice, we're going back to you. Hey,
amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today, I experienced spiritual warfare. You know, it seemed like today everybody started coming over. Everybody wanted to move furniture. Everybody wanted to do this. Movement all around the house, noise, and in the airways. And I'm like, I never had so much company in my house today. I was like, wow. And then when the lines went out, you know, and then the message, everything I studied left. You know, so I felt the spiritual warfare, but God was teaching me. You know what I was what He gave me to teach on actually happened to me. I had to stay the course. I had to stay the course, and
when God wants us to go somewhere, like you said, you're experienced and you're going through different things, stay your course because you know what God told you to do. And, you know, I experienced that. This is something new to me. I ran from this course for a while. When you had asked me a while back, I didn't. But in my heart, I know God told me to get connected to you. I told you that, Evangelist Agent Bernard. I said God told me to get with you and stay connected. And when I got on the line, I received healing as a pastor going through different hardships. So I knew, you know, it didn't surprise me what I faced. But in this, it came in a different way, but through the radio station. But you know what? The Holy Spirit gave me the power and the strength to keep on going. But to those, I want to say, when we're doing the will for God, we have to accept what comes. And what comes with it is spiritual warfare, which is what I went through today. But we can't avoid the hardship and the suffering. We have to accept what comes with it when we are called and chosen by God. And that's exactly what Paul did, because he wouldn't have never said, but we have this treasured earthly vessel that in the essence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always delivered up to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also be manifested in our mortal bodies. Amen.
Right.
So this is what Christ wants to do. He wants his life that he lived to be manifested through our mortal bodies. Even though we are hard-pressed, even though we are afflicted, we must stand on God's word and know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. And we must not fear no evil, because he said, fear thou not, for I am with you. I will help you, I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you. Amen. And his perfect love casts out all fear. So when we are hard-pressed, we know that that is an affliction that we go through, but he is with us. And he said, when we're perplexed, come on, that means to be at loss. Come on. Sometimes we feel lost. We can't see our way out through things.
Yeah.
But even through it all, Paul was felt lost. He couldn't see his way through out of things.
Come on
but
now.
Guess what? Only God sees our way out. So we got to stay our course. If Paul wouldn't have stayed his course, he wouldn't have saw his way out. Even if your way out means to be beheaded, even if your way out means to be beat down for the gospel's sake, amen, for to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And then throughout despair, amen, that which many mean that a believer will face trials. Come on, Holy Ghost, help me.
Hallelujah.
We are going to face trials, but our trials are triumph. And our pain, he will give us power, amen.
Preach.
But we must remember that God controls every trial, and that he uses us even now today. He used that trial I just went through to strengthen me. Amen.
Come on now.
And when we go through our trials, know that the power of the Holy Ghost and that God controls all trials, and he will strengthen you. He will strengthen you through every trial, through every broken vessel that's on this line. No matter what you endure, no matter what troubles you're facing, he will strengthen us. And then he said, we are persecuted. Come on. People will throw a little dirt, a little mud on you. They'll talk about you, but they'll persecute you. But he said, I said unto you, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, and pray for those that despitefully use you. Sometimes we may feel a little forsaken, but Paul wasn't forsaken by the Lord. You may be feeling forsaken by people, but you're not forsaken by the Lord, and you sure ain't forsaken by the Holy Ghost. Come on. Struck down.
Jesus.
When Paul was struck down, when they thought they killed him, the Holy Spirit breathe on him and resurrected him. Every time somebody strike you down, God will give you enough wind to get up, just like I felt struck down today. He'll give you enough wind to get you back up and put you back in the race. Amen.
All right.
We bless the Lord for her. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you all. Now tomorrow, I'm asking everybody on this line today to invite somebody to come on. I got one of my homeboys all the way out of New Orleans. Y'all know I'm going to need some friends. I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some divine connections in New Orleans. So I want you all to embrace this man. Dial in early tomorrow. This is another young man that is pastoring in New Orleans. His church is called Perfecting Life Perfecting Life Ministries, Pastor Henry Bolden III. So you know if he's the third, then he have a father preaching, a grandfather preaching, and now the son is preaching, okay? So we want
Amen.
To come on the line on tomorrow and support this mighty man of God. You can friend him on Facebook. He's on Facebook and Twitter. So he will be ministering tomorrow out of chapter 22. And on Friday, Elder Eugene Hammond out of Sacramento, California, he was with us on our praise-a-thon. He'll be ministering with us on Friday. So we won't have to vote Fridays, but we still have somebody that's going to minister the gospel. Amen. And on next week, we'll resume with our schedule. Amen. So once again, we thank God for you all. We're going to ask Pastor Hamilton to close us out with the word of prayer. And I'm soliciting your prayers every day. I
Amen.
Need prayer. Much-
Hold up.
Amen. Pastor Hamilton.
Ooh. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your authority, Lord. We thank you for your spirit, Heavenly Father God, that has risen up in the circumstances, Heavenly Father God, because of our obedience and our willingness to go through willingly. So, Lord, we step into the fire. We step into the tribulation. We step into the circumstances. But we step in with a victorious attitude, Heavenly Father God. We come to win. We come to take over. And we come to take back what the enemy has stolen. So right now, as we join together in oneness, as we touch and agree and believe that the words we speak come to fruition now in the name of Jesus, we pray for complete protection to be around and about New Destiny Ministries, Pastor Evangelist Adrian Bernard right now, Minister Ruby. Lord, we just pray for them right now. We lift them up. Lord, we undergird them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cast down anything that is not in line with your will to get away and off of their lives right now. We take every situation and we bind it here on earth that it may be bound in heaven. We loose your Holy Spirit here on earth, Heavenly Father God, and it has already been loosed in heaven that your will be done. Lord, we subtract ourselves out of the circumstance. And, Lord, we allow you to be in charge, Heavenly Father God. So we just say, have your way. Bless every team member in this ministry, everyone that comes to listen, everyone that comes to teach, everyone that comes to just be a part of. Lord, bless us all. We are in unity. Well, we leave no one behind, and we put no one ahead. But, Heavenly Father God, we stand together in oneness right now in your Son Jesus' name.
Lord,
we pray for divine protection, your divine anointing. But we ask for a triple dose of your Holy Spirit just to continue to reach us, Heavenly Father God, to just breathe your life in us daily as we continue to decrease and become as the mud that you formed Adam in, as we continue to die of our own self and our own needs and our own wants and allow you to rise up in our lives, Heavenly Father God, we say it's by your will. It's by your way, and it's by your word. Thank you today that it's done, finished, and complete. In Jesus' name, and all those in agreement, come on, let's just bless the name of Jesus in this place. Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is.
Break every chain.
Break every
We were never together, Jay.